Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Seeking forgiveness from Allah, dua of Attar. O Lord of Mustafa, whosoever reads or listens to the 28-page booklet, seeking forgiveness from Allah, allow them to always remember you, purely seeking your pleasure, and forgive them without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of salat upon the Prophet. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Do not make me like the pot of a rider. He fills his pot with water, then places it, and then carries his belongings. Whenever he needs water, he drinks from the pot or performs wuzu. Otherwise, he throws it away. Contrary to this, remember me in the beginning, middle and end of your supplications." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Five excellences of seeking forgiveness, istighfar. Number one, cleansing the rust of the heart. As narrated by Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu an, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Without doubt the heart can also gather rust, just as iron does. Seeking forgiveness from Allah is what cleanses it." Number two, salvation from worries. As narrated by Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Whoever makes seeking forgiveness mandatory upon himself, Allah Azza wa Jalla will distance every worry from him, bless him with relief from every shortage, and grant him sustenance from a place he would never have imagined." Number three, a pleasing book of deeds. Sayyiduna Zubair ibn Awwam radiyallahu an relays that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once said, "Whoever would like for his book of deeds to please him, he should increase the amount of istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah within it." Number four, glad tidings. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Busr radiyallahu an heard the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, "Glad tidings are for he who finds an abundance of istighfar in his book of deeds." Number five, tidings of paradise for those who recite Sayyid al-Istighfar, relayed on the authority of Sayyiduna Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu an, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "This is Sayyid al-Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu abu'u laka bi ni'matika 'alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta." Translation: O Allah Azza wa Jalla, you are my Lord, that is none worthy of worship except you. You created me, I am your bondsman, I adhere to your covenant and promise to the best of my ability. I seek your refuge from the evil that I have committed. I acknowledge your bounty bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins. Forgive me, for there is no one except you who can forgive sins. Whoever recites this with faith and conviction during the day and then passes away that same day before the onset of evening will enter paradise. Whoever recites this with faith and conviction during the night and then passes away that same night before the onset of morning will enter paradise. Four excellences of Kalimah Tayyibah. Number one, who is truly fortunate? Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an once asked, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Who will be the fortunate people blessed with your intercession on the Day of Judgment? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Abu Huraira, I had thought that nobody would ask this question of me before you, as I know your enthusiasm for listening to hadith. On the Day of Judgment, the fortunate person who will be blessed with my intercession will be the one who recited La ilaha illallah with the conviction of his heart. Number 2. The greatest of all dhikr. Remembrance of Allah and dua. Supplication. Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu anhu says, I heard the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explaining, the greatest dhikr is La ilaha illallah, and the greatest dua is Alhamdulillah. Number 3. Opening of the doors of the sky. As narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever says La ilaha illallah with sincerity, the doors of the skies are opened to the extent that he, i.e. the reciter, reaches the arsh, provided he refrains from major sins. Number 4. Renewing faith, i.e. tajdeed al-iman. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, renew your faith. It was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how can we renew our faith? He replied, recite La ilaha illallah in abundance. Three excellences of reciting Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Number 1. Sins are erased. As conveyed by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times, his sins are erased, even if they are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. Number 2. The reward of donating a mountain of gold. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever finds it difficult to perform worship at night, is miserly in spending his wealth, or is afraid of performing jihad against the enemy, should recite Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi in abundance. This is more liked by Allah Azza wa Jalla than donating a mountain of gold in his path. Number 3. Date tree in paradise. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu an explains that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once said, whoever recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, a date tree is planted for him in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Three excellences of reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Number 1. A door of paradise. Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, shall I not inform you of a door from the doors of paradise? When asked what this door was, he replied, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Number 2. Cure for 99 ailments. On the authority of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was reported to have said, for the person who recited La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, it is a cure for 99 ailments, the least of which is sadness and grief. Number 3. How to protect your bounties. Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu anhu narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever has been granted a bounty by Allah Azza wa Jalla and wishes to preserve it should recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. three invocations to be recited when waking up. As narrated by Sayyiduna Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu an, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, upon awakening, whoever recites لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير الحمد لله وسبحان الله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Translation: there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is alone. He has no associate. Sovereignty is for him, and all praise is for him. He has power over everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pure from all shortcomings, and all praise is for Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is the greatest, and the capability to refrain from sins and the ability to do good comes only from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then recites, Allahumma ghafirli, or makes any dua, it will be accepted. If he performs wudu and offers salah thereafter, his salah will be accepted. As narrated by Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu an, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when waking up, whoever recites Bismillahi Subhanallahi آمنت بالله وكفرت بالجبت والطاغوت. Translation: Allah's name I begin with. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pure from all shortcomings. I believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I disbelieve in idols and Satan. 10 times, then he will be saved from every sin that he is afraid of, and no sin will be able to approach him. Number 3. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. Translation: all praise is for Allah Azza wa Jalla, who has bestowed his life, I wakefulness, after death, I sleep, and we are to return to him. 5 invocations for morning and evening. Number 1. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu explains that a person once presented himself in the court of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I have never seen a scorpion like the one that stung me last night. In reply, the illustrious Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, why did you not recite أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Translation: I seek refuge with the absolute and perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jalla from the harm of the creatures. Here creatures refers to those which are capable of harming. In the evening, after reciting this, the scorpion would not have caused you any harm. Number 2. Sayyiduna Abban ibn Uthman radiyallahu an reports that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites this 3 times in the morning and evening, nothing will be able to harm him. Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Translation: Allah Azza wa Jalla's name I begin with, by virtue of whose name nothing in the earth or sky can cause harm. And He Azza wa Jalla is the all-hearing and all-knowing. Number 3. As narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, whoever recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times in the morning and evening, there will be no one bearing a better deed than him on the day of judgment, except the one who has recited the equivalent of this or more. Number 4. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu has said, Whoever recites, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa huwa alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Translation, Allah Azza wa Jalla is sufficient for me. There is none worthy of worship except Him. I have put my trust in Him. He is the Lord of the Great Throne. Allah Azza wa Jalla will suffice for him in all of his worries. Number 5. Sayyiduna Munadir radiyallahu anhu narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, whoever recites, Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. Translation, I am pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla as the Creator, with Islam as the religion, and with Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as the Prophet. In the morning, I assure him that I will take him by the hand and make him enter paradise. Three excellences of declaring the oneness of Allah. Ayy kalimai tawheed. Number 1. As narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu an, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever recites, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Translation, that is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is alone, he has no associate. Sovereignty is for him, and all praise is for him. He has power over everything. No deed can surpass this statement, and no sin will remain with him, i.e. the reciter. Number 2. Sayyiduna Amr ibn Shu'ayb radiyallahu an has reported from his grandfather, through his father, that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, the most superior dua is the dua of Arafah, and the most superior declaration which I and the Prophets alayhimu salam preceding me have said is La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Number 3. Sayyiduna Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever gave silver or milk as charity or informed a blind person of the path will be given reward similar to freeing one slave. Also, whoever recites, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, will also earn reward similar to freeing one slave. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Four invocations to ensure death with faith intact. A person came into the court of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh seeking dua to pass away with his faith intact. The great Imam rahmatullahi alayh made dua for him and advised him. Number 1. Recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu La Ilaha Illa Anta, O the ever-living, O the everlasting, there is none worthy of worship except you. 41 times in the morning, every day with salat upon the Prophet before and after. Number 2. Having recited all of your invocations, recite Surah Kafirun before going to sleep every day. Do not converse with others thereafter. If a need arises that impels you to speak, recite Surah Kafirun again in the end. Insha'Allah, you will pass away with your faith intact. Number 3. Consistently recite this dua 3 times in the morning and evening. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an nushrika bika shay'an na'lamuhu wa nastaghfiruka lima la na'lamu. Translation, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, we seek your refuge from associating anything with you knowingly, and we do istighfar for that which we are unaware. Number 4. بسم الله على ديني، بسم الله على نفسي، وولدي وأهلي ومالي. Translation: By virtue of the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, may my faith, life, children, dependents and wealth all be protected. Recite this 3 times in the morning and evening. Your faith, life, wealth and children will all remain secured. The time from sunset to true dawn is classified as night by Sharia. In the same way, the time spanning from midnight to the glimmering of the first ray of the sun is classified as morning. Forgiveness of sins. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, walhamdulillahi wa subhanallahi, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The sins of whoever recites this invocation are forgiven, even if they are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. Earn 40 million virtues. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, ilahan wahidan ahadan, samadan lam yattakhidh sahibatan wa la waladan, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Sayyiduna Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu anhu narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever says these words 10 times, 40 million virtues are recorded for him. An invocation that protects one from Satan. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. As reported by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever says these words 100 times in the day, this act of his is equivalent to freeing 10 slaves. 100 virtues will be written in his book of deeds, 100 of his sins will be forgiven, and these words will protect him from Satan for that day until the evening. No one will come forth with a better action than his, except the one who has performed this action more than him. An effective way to prevent backbiting. In a statement attributed to Allama Majduddin Firozabadi Rahmatullahi Alayh, whenever you sit in any gathering, i.e. amongst people, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Allah Azza wa Jalla will then appoint an angel to prevent you from backbiting. And whenever you get up to leave the gathering, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad again. The angel will then prevent other people from backbiting you. 5 Madani Pearls. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu an elucidates, there are 5 certain habits that if adopted will cause a person to become virtuous in this worldly life and in the hereafter. Number 1. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Reciting this from time to time. Number 2. Whenever becoming involved in any calamity, illness, suffering a loss, or upon hearing worrying news, reciting Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Number 3. Whenever receiving a bounty, reciting Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, in order to pay gratitude. Number 4. Commencing any permissible action by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Number 5. Whenever a sin is committed, to recite Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. I seek forgiveness from Allah the Esteemed and I repent to Him. 6 ways to safeguard yourself from magic and calamities. The following 6 invocations are referred to as the 6 guards. One who regularly recites these every night or keeps them written in written form with him will remain secured from every fear, danger, magic, and every type of affliction, insha'Allah. First guard. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله السميع البصير الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو على كل شيء قدير. Second God. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الخلاق العليم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو الفتاح العليم. Third God. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله السميع البصير الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو العليم البصير. Fourth God. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله السميع البصير الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو الغني القدير. Fifth God. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله السميع البصير الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو العزيز الغفور. Sixth God. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله السميع البصير الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو العزيز الغفور الحكيم فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. Invocations to be recited after Salah. The lengthy invocations that have been narrated in Hadith for reciting after Salah should be recited after the Sunnah prayers of Zuhr, Maghrib and Isha. Before the Sunnah, offer a short dua, otherwise the reward of the Sunnah prayers will be reduced due to delaying them. Do not increase or decrease the number of any dua or invocation if its respective amount has been prescribed and mentioned in Hadith. This is because the mentioned virtues of these invocations are related to the number specified. The effect of increasing or decreasing the number can be understood by the example of a lock which is opened by a key, which has a specific number of teeth. If the teeth of the key are increased or decreased, it will not function and open the lock. Despite this, if any doubt occurs about the number that has been recited, one can recite more. This will be regarded as an attempt for completion and not as an increase. After completing the sunnah and voluntary i.e. nafl prayers of the five daily salah, recite the invocations given below. These have been numbered for convenience, but it is not a condition to recite them in this particular order. Reciting salats upon the Prophet before and after every invocation brings additional blessings. Number 1. Whoever recites Ayatul Kursi once after every salah will enter paradise as soon as he dies. Number 2. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Translation: O Allah Azza wa Jalla, help me to invoke your dhikr, i.e. remembrance, pay gratitude and perform your worship virtuously. Number 3. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Translation: I seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla, except whom no one is worthy of worship. He is ever alive, he is the sustainer. I repent in his court. Whoever recites this 3 times after every salah, his sins will be forgiven even if he has fled from the battlefield of jihad. Number 4. Tasbih-e Fatima. Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times and Allahu Akbar 33 times. This amounts to 99. And finally, recite La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Translation: there is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is alone, he has no associate. Sovereignty is for him and all praise is for him. He has power over everything. Once to complete 100, the sins of the reciter of this will be forgiven, even if they are equal to the foam of the ocean. Number 5. After every salah, Place the hand above the forehead and recite, Bismillahilladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim. Allahumma adhib anni al-hamma wal-huzn. Translation, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, except whom none is worthy of worship, He Azza wa Jalla is the most affectionate, the merciful. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, distance grief and sorrow from me. After reciting this, move the hand down onto the forehead. Protection from every type of grief and worry will be obtained. The Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, has added, وَعَنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ, and from the Ahl Sunnah, in the above supplication. Number 6. After Fajr and Asr Salah, recite the following 10 times without moving the feet, changing posture or speaking to anyone. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu biyadihi alkhayr yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Translation, there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is alone, he has no associates. All kingdom is for him and all praise is for him. In his power is all goodness. He gives life and he gives death. He has power over everything. Number 7. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu reports that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah after Salah will be resurrected forgiven. Number 8. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ the entire surah 10 times after every obligatory salah will have Allah Azza wa Jalla make his divine pleasure and forgiveness necessary for him. Number 9. Sayyiduna Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once said, whoever recites سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Purity is to your Lord, the Lord of honor, from all what they falsely attribute unto him. And peace be upon the messengers. And all praise is due to Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. 3 times after every salah, it is as if he has filled a huge vessel with reward. Reward of reciting Quran 4 times within minutes. As narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ the entire surah 12 times after Fajr Salah, it is as if he has recited the entire Quran 4 times. On that day, this act of his is better than the people of the earth, provided he adopts piety, i.e. taqwa. Invocation for remaining secured from Satan. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever offers Fajr Salah and then before speaking recites قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ the entire surah 10 times, no sin will reach him on that day and he will be secured from Satan. To read about more invocations for recitation after Salah, refer to Bahari Shariat Part 3, page 107 to 110. Published by Maktabatul Madina, as well as Al-Wazifatul Karima and Shajra-i Qadiriyah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Hadith of the final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If you were to commit sins to the extent that they reach the sky and then repent, Allah shall certainly accept your repentance. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.